You have your Bible, turn to Joshua chapter 2. Joshua chapter 2. I want to begin reading it. Verse 1. Amen. The Bible says, "And Joshua son of Nun sent unto Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, Go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men, hid them, and said thus, There came men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I wot not. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overcome them. But she had brought them up to the roof of the house, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them, and went the way of Jordan under the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and you did not, and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you also show kindness into my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, Our life for yours, if you utter not our business, this our business, and it shall be, when the Lord hath given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. And she said unto them, Get ye to the mountain, lest the pursuers meet you, and hide yourselves there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and there and afterward may you go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this oath, thine oath, which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by, and thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. Sound like she had a work to do. And said, It shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood shall be on our head, if any hand be upon him. And if thou utter this our business, then we will be quiet of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Look at Joshua chapter 6. Drop in Joshua chapter 6 and verse 1. He said, Now by Jericho was straitly shut up, because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. And now look on over here at verse 14. And said the second day they compassed the city once and returned unto the camp. So they did 6 days. And it came to pass on the seventh day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. Only on that day they compassed the city 7 times. And it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priests blew with the trumpets, Joshua said unto the people, Shout, for the Lord hath given you the city, and the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein, to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. and ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest you make yourself a curse when you take the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel curse, a curse and trouble in. Look at verse 20. He said, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city, both man and woman, young and old, and ox and sheep and ass, with the edge of the sword. But now listen, but Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out all her kindred, and they left them without the camp of Israel. And they burned the city with fire and all that was therein, only the silver, the gold, and the vessels of brass and the iron they put into the treasury of the house of the Lord. And Joshua saved Rahab the harlot alive, and her father's household, and all that she had, and she dwelleth in Israel even unto this day. I want to preach just a little while tonight. What do you expect? What do you expect when the shout goes out? What do you expect when the shout goes out? As we look here and we see this thing, and we see it's lining out here before us, and Joshua, he begins to pin her down. They begin to tell us in the things of God just how great and mighty the Lord is. And we see a situation here, and the Bible says that Joshua, he sends out men to spy out the country, and they come to this little place called Jericho. And now you know the story. They had done crossed the Jordan River. The Jordan had opened as the priest stepped out into water and her feet touched the edge of the water, the Jordan. I'm talking about in the harvest time when the streams are running over everywhere. Praise God. When a priest stepped out of water, the water, Bible said, stood up in a heap. And on dry land, they crossed over Jordan, over into Canaan. Praise God. They went over there and they began to do business. They started out in the center, as though they could work their way each way. And they come to a place called Jericho, a fortified city, if you will. And they begin to make preparations to take this city. Now God spoke to Joshua, and he said, this is the way you do it. He said, you just go up there, and you get the priests, and you get out there in front of that thing with the Ark of the Covenant. Now I want you to notice, he mentioned the Ark seven times here in the Word, in your hearing tonight, that presence of God. Amen. He said, don't forget when you go about the business, make sure it got the presence of God. That's what makes a difference in our life today. It's when we go with the presence of God. So they go about the Lord's business. The Bible said the spies come to Jericho, and they come to the house of Rahab the harlot. Now a lot of crazy people say, well, you know, she was an innkeeper, and they just call her a harlot. Now the Bible said she was a harlot. Amen. She was an unsavory person. She was living in a wicked place, in a wicked time, in a wicked people. Amen. A very immoral time that she was living in. Immorality was all around, kind of like today. Amen. The kind of people that she was living, the kind of situation she was in, was just almost identical to today. And God says you need to go in there and you need to just get rid of that bunch because they ain't going to listen. Amen. So they go into Jericho and they begin to do the business of the Lord. Amen. The king said he sees the spies go in. And he comes and he questions Rahab the harlot. And he says, hey, listen here. I said, some people said they seen some men come in to you today. Amen. And the woman said, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. Amen. He said, they've come to search out the country. They've come as they're spies. They've come to look, see what they could see. But now I want you to notice how this woman responds. See, there was already something that took place down in her heart. And she's going to tell you in a few minutes what that was. There's already something that's been a stirring down in her soul. Amen. Verse 4 said, the woman took the two men and hid them and said thus. She said, there came men unto me. See, she didn't lie. Amen. Now, a lot of times we say, well, you know what? She lied right here, and God said it's okay to tell a little lie. I want to say, praise God, I got the digging, I got the looking. Hey, praise God, let me tell you what she did. She said, there came unto me, men unto me, but I wist not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whither the men went, I wot not. She says, pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. She said, let me tell you what happened. She said, ain't some men come in here. Amen. She said, I won't die. She said, hey, she said, I'll give you that. But she says, there came men unto me, but I wist not whence they came. Now, we got to be careful here, because if you read this in anything but the King James Bible where they changed the wording, it don't mean squat. Amen. But praise God, if you read this, blessed old King James Bible, and I got to digging, this word wist and want, it's ascertaining to seeing. Amen. I got to look at that up, and I thought, whoa, glory. So it's ascertaining to see, or it's a looking to see, or it's being able to see what you're talking about. So what she basically said here is she said, they came in, but do you see them? Amen. She said, they came in here. And see, back in that time, see, I got to look at that, and I got to thinking into my traditions and things of the customs of the time. And I got to digging in that the other day. And I thought, there's something more to this than what even the scholars. They're trying to say, well, she was just a big old liar, but it's all right because she was a harlot too. I want to say there's something taking place in the heart of that old harlot, praise God. And she said, listen, she said, you know what? He said, you can look around here if you want to. But see, the custom of time said, you didn't go into a lady's house. That was off limits, buddy. You didn't go into a lady's house. I don't care if she was a harlot. She basically looked between Meek and Bill, Brother Bill. She said, do you see them? Said, they came in here. She said, but about the closing of the gate. He said, closing the gate, about dark 30, praise God. She said, they left out of here. And she said, they're not here. Do you see them? Amen. She done took them up on the rooftop. Man done took them out of the house. Amen. They said, hey, we heard you. They're here in the house. She said, do you see them in the house? Amen. Amen. You know what she's doing? Kind of like we do today, a play on words. Amen. Well, I got digging out the glory to God. Amen. Made me have a whole lot more respect for that old harlot. Glory to God. So she said, hey, you know, do you see them here? You know, okay. Well, it's just, they said, well, okay, we'll go on. And she says, but I like this last part. She said, you know what? She said, they couldn't have went very far. If you hurry, you'll probably catch them. Little did they know, if they had just went up on the roof, there they was. Amen. Couldn't you just see that old harlot with a gleam in her eye? Just a gleam in her eye. She said, you know what? They couldn't have went very far, Brother David. Said, if you hurry, you catch them. Ain't had time to get far. So they run out and they pursue after them. Amen. They shut the gate up fast so nobody can get out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the Bible said that she had took them up on the roof and hid them under the stalks of flax she had laid upon the roof. So the men pursued after them the way to Jordan under the fords. And as soon as they were, which pursued after them, were gone out, they shut the gate. So you see this picture? So they're there and they're locked in. Amen. With everybody else. See, that's what's happened here in this place. Amen. So he said before the, and said, she said unto the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land. So now notice her confession. Amen. She's confessing what she knows. You know what a confession is? You know what a profession? That's just confessing what we know. Amen. Sometimes we try to make it so hard, and it's not that hard. Amen. Just tell people what we know. Praise God, Brother Rex just says, you know what? I was an old sinner, vile, wicked as hell myself, and did the Holy Ghost of God convict my heart, and he saved my soul. Amen. Amen. He saved me. Amen. I couldn't save myself, praise God. He came to where I was. He saved me. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. It wasn't nothing that I've done. It's what he done. That finished work of Calvary. He said, and your terror is falling upon us. All the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. She said, this thing got, he said, praise God, we heard what's going on. And said, it's got us all tore out of frame. Can you imagine? All those people there at Jericho just tore all to pieces, terrified. She said, we're terrified. Don't know what to do. Amen? And he goes on verse 10. Now notice what takes place. She said, these two spies have come in. Amen? She said, for we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you. Now notice the confession that she makes here. She said, it's the Lord that done it. The Lord, Elohim, the Creator, praise God, of this thing, dried it up for you so you could come across. Amen? That's the word she uses. Elohim, the Creator God, praise God, rolled back the tide and let you come across dry shod. Amen? And then she goes on and says, when you came up out of Egypt and what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side Jordan, Shihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. She said, we've been hearing things. How mighty your God is. Amen. The Lord your God. Elohim. Amen. Say what? You know what they put? They conviction in her soul. They conviction in her voice. A conviction in her actions. Amen. The Lord's a dealing with her, praise the Lord. You know what's wrong with America today? The Lord, nobody's being dealt with. There's no Holy Ghost conviction no more. We've got in our mind that everything's okay, and there's no conviction. There's no convicting power. Amen. We've done rationalize everything, and everything's okay. You know, there's nothing that you do that's wrong. I beg to differ. God ain't changed His mind. Amen. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He changeth not. Amen. He said, and as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Amen. He said, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. I like this part. He said, for the Lord your God. Amen. He is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Amen. He's not only Elohim, but He's Jehovah, praise God. He's a covenant-keeping God. He's a people-keeping God, praise the Lord. He is God. Amen. See, that's who we are. We've realized that. We know who He is. He said, and we have what she's saying here, praise God, there's conviction. She said, there's every one of here, praise God, there's fear of a living God. Amen. She said, everybody here afraid of the living God. See, you know what took place? Before those two witnesses got there, before those two spies got there, they was two spies got there. Amen? When she starts to tell us here in verses 9 and 10 and 11, she's talking about a spy of conscience has already made an appearing. Amen? That spy of conscience, praise God, the Lord is already looking into their hearts, praise God, to see where they're at so He could rebuke them and reprove them, praise God. She said, hey, before you got here, the spies came in. Amen. Not only the spies of their conscience, but the spies of their memory. Help them to remember the iniquity in their lives. Amen. She said, we're serving a God that can't do nothing for us. And we're seeing a God that's doing everything for you. Amen. Spies has already been there. Praise the Lord. Done infiltrated the place. Done begin to deal with the hearts and the minds of people. Praise the Lord. We see that conviction in her heart as she begins to tell them about the things that she already knew about. She says, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord. And you know that's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D. God Almighty said, swear to me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token. She said, I want you to make me a pledge. Pledge to me that you'll spare us, that you'll have mercy on us, that you'll show some kind of kindness to us for the kindness I'm showing to you. Amen? The Bible says in Hebrews, because of her faith, she showed kindness to the spies. Amen? Because of faith. That's that faith with works. Amen? And faith with works is faith that works. Amen? When you put legs on it, praise the Lord, and it begins to move out into community and to touch lives. Praise the Lord. He said, our lives for yours. Verse 13 said, that ye will save alive my father, my mother, my brother, my sisters, and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. They make an oath to her, and they promise, you know the story, for the sake of time. And the Bible said she let them down by a cord through the window from her house. was upon the wall, the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. Amen. Now history tells us that Jericho had two walls. There was a wall that went all the way around to Jericho, and inside that wall was about 6 feet thick, 30 feet high. Inside that wall was another wall 30 feet high, and it was 15 feet wide. And said they would build the houses upon, but they would span timbers between those two walls, and they would build their houses upon those walls. Amen. So you see the picture. So around through there, those people, probably people with prestige, had their houses built upon the walls. Amen. Can you picture this? And Rahab's was one of those places. She dwelt, Bible says here that she dwelt upon the wall. And she let down the spies and she sent them off. And as they were sending them off, I believe he looked back up and verse 18 said, "Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet, a thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by." He said, this same scarlet thread, this little old rope that you hung out and you allowed us to shimmy down, and that was glory be to God, and that painted deliverance for us. He said, praise be to God. He said, you tied in that window, and when we come back, it'll be deliverance for you. Amen. Deliverance will come. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brother and all thy father's house, a household home unto thee. So he said, now while we're gone, said, you've got something you've got to do. He said, you've got to go out and you've got to tell them what you've told us. You've got to gather them in the house. Amen. He said, if they're outside of that scarlet thread, amen, that scarlet thread atop of that blood that was shed on the doorpost and the lintels. He said, if they're outside of that scarlet thread, he said, there'll be no saving them. But he said, if they're inside of that scarlet thread, he said, that scarlet thread, praise God, will save them. Amen. So she's got a work to do. And I can see this, he said, the Bible goes on in verse, and he said, the blood, if we hurt them and it's inside that, he said, our blood will be upon our hands. But said, if they're outside that, the blood's going to be on you. It ain't going to be on us. And she says in verse 21, now look at this. Notice the ands right here. I mean, these ands almost point out like deliberate steps of faith that she takes. She said, verse 21, she said, according unto your word, so be it. Amen. She said, what you say? She said, I'm going to do exactly what you said. Amen. And she said, and she sent them away and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. Now, glory to God. Now I can just see this in my mind's eye. She binds that scarlet thread. Amen. Praise God. Hey, they ain't even gone out of sight. Praise God. And they said, she didn't wait. She took that scarlet thread. Praise God. And she took it and she made it fast right there. She tied her up solid. Praise God. Made sure it wasn't going to pull up. Wasn't going to fall. Praise God. Checked that thing two or three times. Amen. And I believe, Brother Bill, she went and started telling her family. Went to get her brothers, and she said, "Brother," said, "come here. Let me tell you what's going to happen." I said, "Those Israelites, they've coming. Praise God! It's just a matter of time. We know they're coming. We've already heard the news." He said, "Yeah, I know." I said, "They're terrible to deal with." And she said, "Well, praise God." He said, "I've got a promise." Amen. Said, "I've got a promise, praise God, if you'll just come into the house, if you'll stay here with me, stay under." He said, "They give me a scarlet line, praise God, to hang out the window." And said, "If whoever's in the house with me," said, "praise God, we'll be spared." Amen. Can you just see this? And her brother said, "You're crazy. What are you going to do with that? Hey, don't you realize what you're doing? That king will see that and he'll think something's going on and he'll be down here on every one of us. Before you know it, we won't have a change. He'll want to know what that's for and you'll have to tell him." Huh? She said, "I don't care." Said, "Hey, listen, I don't care what the king says. I don't care what the king commands. Praise God." She was kind of like Abraham and Joshua when Moses, praise God, when Pharaoh said, "You got to take them out and kill them." Praise God. They said, it seemed, oh, Moses was a goodly child. And they took him and they kept him, praise God, till the time they had to put him in the bulrushes. Amen. Amen. She said, "I don't care what the king commanded." Praise God. Said, that's going to be there and it's to stay. Praise the Lord. It ain't going nowhere. Amen. She went and got him and told him, praise the Lord. She said, "This is what it is." And pride on. He said, "Well, you know what?" He said, "You don't have to worry about it." He said, "You're here on the wall." He said, "You've got your portion on the wall." Said, "They ain't nothing can get to you." Said, "You don't have to worry about it." Amen. Maybe your other brother come in about that time. He said, yeah. I said, hey, I got it. So I know she began to tell him the same story. He began again. He said, you know what? He said, that's that rope. He said, I got you now, sis. He said, when things get rough, the rough get going. Hey, man. He said, what you'll do? He said, when things start to get rough, when it comes dark 30, praise God, you'll shimmy down that rope and you'll head over to Ai where you can get protected, or back maybe to Jerusalem. He said, boy, that's good thinking, sis. You're on your toes. Yeah, he said, yes, and this thing, we just play this thing out. He said, I'll keep an eye out with you, praise God. And when it comes time, we'll shimmy down here together. She said, you ain't a-getting it, brother. He said, if we're going to live, we're going to fight, we're going to have to be in a house together. Hey, man, we're going to have to come together in one mind, one accord, praise God, if we're going to finish well or finish at all, praise the Lord. Amen. So I see family begins to gather up. They begin to question some things. They begin to wonder why things are the way that they are. She begins to gather them in one at a time. They begin to say, you know what? That brother said, yes, and I got you. He said, you're just self-preservation. He said, that's where we're at now. We're in a time of self-preservation. Amen. That's about what the world is today. Everybody's in a mode of self-preservation. So I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to do what I want to do. And I don't care what you think. Amen. Ain't that about everybody that you know? A state of self-preservation. He said, I see what you're doing now, sis. I see what you... Now another brother comes along. He said, well, sis, I ain't having no part of that, praise God. He said, I'm going to fight. Amen. He said, I'm going to fight. He said, I'm going to fight the Hebrews. I'm going to fight against our God. I don't care nothing about that. I'm going to fight. Yeah, I said, hey, I don't need their God. I've got a God. Ashtaroth's our God. The great goddess Ashtaroth, and we worship her. You know that sensual love God. Makes you feel all good and fuzzy. We don't need nobody coming here messing that up. Amen. We don't need that at all. We already got a God. We don't need them coming here. And then another brother, he may come in, he say, well, sis, I ain't going to worry about that. Them Hebrews, they ain't come yet. They ain't come yet, so I ain't going to worry about it. I've got plenty of time. I've got plenty of time. I ain't going to worry about them Hebrews. Hey, I ain't going to worry about them till I see them breaching the wall. When I see them breaching the wall, then I'll do business with God. Kind of like most of the world today. Well, when I get on my deathbed, I've lived my life. I've done my thing. I've sowed my oats. Then I'll... You'd be too late. Yes, sir. Amen. When they start breaching the walls, I'll make things right. Can you just hear them? Amen. They said, whenever things start getting rough, amen, I'll fight till I can't fight. And then I said, I'll make things right. Can you just see it? You see it in your mind's eye. The world today. World just like we're living in today. When we see these things begin, but I want to say, praise be to God. I believe maybe something happened in the life of this little old gal. Glory be to God. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 6, that one day they was there and she was encouraging them, trying to get them in. Amen. And praise the Lord. And the Bible said one day, glory be to God, is out there and she heard a trump. Amen. Glory be to God. And I believe that. And she had done went from conviction to conversion, praise God. And I believe she had went to full out, praise God, to a full force confidence. Amen. I believe she went out there and she said, boys, this is it. Amen. Did you hear that? I said, yeah. Hey, I heard a trumpet. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? I heard a trumpet. Yeah, I did too. I heard a trumpet. You hear those trumpets? She said, boys, this is it. He said, we got to get gathered up. We got to get the family. Go get the aunts and uncles. Said, all those who have been telling. I believe, boy, she made another lap around through that city. Glory be to God. I believe she got to everybody she could, praise God. Every bit of her family. And she said, praise God. He said, this is it. Did you hear that? They're coming. You better be ready. Said, what? Oh my goodness. Said, what do we got to do? What must we do to be saved? And she said, you got to get under the scarlet cord. You got to get it under the blood. If you're not got it under the blood, praise God, you will perish. Amen. She said, you got to get under the blood. Can you imagine the confusion that was taking place? And as they seen the nation of Israel begin to march around that place. Trumpet sound, they marched around. Day one. Amen. The next morning early, they started around through there again, trumpet sound. Day two. And they done that for 6 days. And then the seventh day, said before, at the dawning of day. Man, before the sun ever got up, old Joshua had him up. And he had done told him, he said, listen, he said, don't you say a word. He said, I don't want to hear a word in this. Could you imagine? That was the quietest. I mean, you're talking about millions, probably several million people, just quiet as mice. Amen. Mamas and daddies telling their little children, shh, be quiet with us. Shh, shh. Don't be quiet. I mean, just like it is right now. All over that camp. And Joshua, he's up there and he motions for him, come in. He holds up seven fingers. He said, this is it. Today. Seven times. And we're going in. Amen. He said, God's already promised us today. He said, we're going to march around seven times. And he said, you watch. And he said, when I give the command, when they blow with the trumpet, he said, then, glory be to God. He said, then when they blow the trumpet, he said, when I give the command, he said, you shout as loud as you can shout. Amen. He said, what we're going to do, say, praise God, and we've held it up, we've bottled it, but praise God, we're going to shout her out today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey, he said, I don't want you to just shout. He said, I want you to shout praises to God. I want you to magnify the good God of glory. I want you to recognize and realize who He is. Amen. So they start marching. They march around there one time. They march around there two times. Amen. And all the time, oh, Josh, I believe He's already planting their mind. They're thinking. They're focusing on God. They're focusing on how good God is. He said, hey, listen, remember where He brought us from. Remember what He brought us through. Remember the promise that He's made us. Amen. And they march around there four times, five times, six times. And they start on that seventh time. And boy, I believe as people's marching, Brother Brex, I believe those tears are running down their face. I mean, just tears of joy. So, oh, God, He's going to give us this city. He's going to fight for us. Just like He has in all the other battles. And they march around there. And Rahab hears them marching. She hears them marching. And that people, I can just see all those folks, all her mama and her daddy, her brother and sister, all her people, her relatives, all in that room with her. They're on the wall. Amen. And they're all anxious. And she said, it's all right. It's all right. She said, don't worry about it. She said, I know what's taking place. She said, they're coming. They're coming. Amen. But she said, they're coming to deliver us. See, the Bible says that they were shut in. Joshua chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, now Jericho was straitly shut up because the children of Israel, none went out and none came in. Amen. So the king of Jericho, he said, a type of Satan, if you will. He's done shut this thing up fast. He's done got control of the people. He said, listen, you're not going to have any kind of communications with the outside world. He said, what? He said, we're going to stay here. Said, you're going to stay together. Said, you're going to stay in my control. Amen. He done shut them in. Closed the gates. Nowhere to go. Amen. Wasn't done no good to climb down that rope because they'd just run right into the arms of the enemy. Praise God, they stayed inside. Where God told them to stay. And the Bible said that they marched around that seventh time and the priest blew with the trumpets. And Josh says, and they said, praise the Lord, God of glory. Amen. And the Bible said those walls fell straight down, flat. These crazy people that said they went down in the ground like an elevator. I believe I'll take what God says. Amen. Those walls, those great mighty walls, just fell down flat. But notice something that takes place. In Joshua chapter 6, he said in verse 17, he said, the city shall be accursed, even it and all that are therein to the Lord. Only Rahab the harlot shall live, she and all that are with her in the house, because she hid the messengers that we sent. And the Bible says that they gave shout. Verse 20, so the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. So that the people went up into the city, and went straight before him, and they took the city, and they utterly destroyed all that was in the city. Both man and women, oh, young and old, and the oxen and the sheep and the ass with the edge of the sword. Just like God said I'd do. But he had postponed it for a while. Amen. God said, you know what? He said, Moses said, you're going to go in to the land of Canaan. You're going to possess it. But he said, before you do that, I've got to take care of the iniquity of the Amorites. But he said, so, and while I'm waiting to do that, till the time of the Ammonite be full, he said, it'll be about 400 years. Amen. Amen. God said, it's going to take me about 400 years till they get full, till they get ripe. And then he said, I'm going to bust their bubble. Amen. Look at Genesis chapter 15. Let me show you this right quickly and I'll be done. Genesis chapter 15. And the Bible says it in verse 13. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety thy seed shall be as a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. Now he's talking about Egypt. They've already come out of there. That prophecy's fulfilled. Amen. God, what are you saying? I'm saying God did what he said he'd do. And then he makes another one. And he said in verse 15, and thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. Now, he already told him that his seed would be as the sand of the seas and the stars of heaven. Amen. So it's going to be a heavenly heritage, and so it's going to be an earthly heritage. He's going to give to Moses, or to Abraham. And then he goes on and he says here, and in verse 16, said, but in the fourth generation they shall come thither again, for the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet full. Amen? But he said, it's going to be. And he says, and in the same day, verse 18, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying unto thy seed, have I given thee this land, from the river, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates, the Kenites and the Kenizzites and the Kadamites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Rephaims and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Girgashites and the Jebusites. Amen. The promised land. He said, I'm going to give you all of it from those rivers. In other words, the Palestinians don't own none of that. That all belongs to Israel. God gave it to them. But Joshua says here, he said, this is the iniquity of the Amorites. But notice in verse 22 in Joshua 6, and I'm done. He said, but Joshua had said, notice this is past tense. It happened before now. Joshua had said unto the two men that had spied out the country, go into the harlot's house and bring out thence the woman and all that she hath, as ye swear unto her. He said, go in. He said, go in there to the harlot's house. How they done it, I don't know. But they go to the harlot's house. He said, you go in there and you bring out everything that she's got, everyone, everything she's got there with her. Just like you promised her you would. Notice what they said. And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her brother and her mother and her brethren and all that she had. And they brought out, listen to this, out of all her kindred, and left them without the camp of Israel. Amen. Then after they'd done all that, Joshua said she tore it up. He said, burn her to the ground. Amen. You know what that's a type of? Type of the rapture. Amen. He said, we can't destroy it. We can't burn it with fire till we get them out. Those that's been promised. Those that's made promise. Those that's come out. And those that's deserving to come out. Those that's been saved. He said, we've got to get them out. He said, then we'll burn her with fire. Amen. What do you expect when the shout goes out? You expect God's people to come out. Amen. That's what you expect when the shout goes out. Amen. Trumpet of sound, a shout to go out, and you expect God's people to come out. Amen. And then the wrath of God will be poured out upon those that's left behind. But praise be God, ain't you glad that when the shout goes out, our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. When that shout goes out, we'll go out. And we don't go out with a pout. Praise God, we'll go out with a shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll say, come up hither. And praise God, we'll be gone. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. God made provisions. God get all through His Word. Praise God. He said to those old saints of God, those that believe in faith, He said, we're going to be taken out of here to be with Him. Praise God. To be taken out of harm's way. Why? I feel sorry people believe it, think that we're going to have to go through the tribulation and all that mess. Amen. We're not going through that. That's a time of Jacob's troubles. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Jew. That's the Jew. Amen. It's not meant for me and you. It's not meant for the born-again believer. We'll go out of here to ever be in the presence of the Lord. Praise God. That's what I'm looking for. I thank God. Amen. This little old lady. You say, well, preacher, she's just an old sorry, stinking harlot. A whoremonger. Yeah. Yeah. But she also went on to marry Salmon. Amen. Bible said she went on and married Salmon, and then she bore a son. She bore a son. His name was Boaz. She bore a son. His name was Boaz. Amen. And they come a day, Boaz knew who he was. I got thinking about this. Boaz knew who he was. They come a day when he seen this maiden named Ruth. And boy, he thought she was fair. And boy, she lived right. She took care of her mother-in-law, brought her, come out of Moab with her. Amen. Left everything behind, forsook her gods, forsook her family, praise God, and come out of there with Ruth. And old Boaz got to watching her, and she was just and right in all her dealings. And she come to him by night, and she said, and they had this little thing going. He said, well, you know what? He said, before I can do this, we've got a near kinsman that's nearer than me. He said, we're going to have to do this thing right if we're going to do it. Amen. A kinsman redeemer. Praise the Lord. But old Boaz, he went in there and he got down there at the gate and he called that kinsman, that near kinsman together. And he said, hey, look. He said, this lady that's come in, this Moabitess. And she said, yeah. He said, well, it's up to you to take her to wife. He said, if you'll have her. And he said, oh, sir. He said, uh-uh, she's a Moabitess. She said, I'll mar my heritage if I do that. Mar my inheritance. He said, I don't want no part of her. And Boaz, he looked in between Beak and Bill. He said, that's all right. He said, if you won't take her. He said, my heritage has already been marred. He said, my mother was Rahab the harlot. But praise God, she is a good woman. She loved God. She said, I'll take this just woman to be my wife. Praise the Lord. Amen. She come from a Gentile nation. Just like an old Gentile, just like a Gentile bride. Amen. He said, I'll take her to myself because nobody else wants her. Amen. We look down our nose at old Rahab, the harlot, how wicked and wild. Praise God. When she got in, praise God, she got in. And she went all the way with God, even to being in the line of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.